Music right there from Meghna. That's Meghna and the Majority. Kind of Friend is the album they're playing at Dayton Music Fest. Trey Stone as well from Ahead of the Pack. We heard Things Are Coming Up. And one of the bands that we mentioned that's going to be performing at Dayton Music Fest is Connections. They have roots in the Miami Valley. Adam and Kevin Elliott are from Troy. They've all been in various bands and have this really great new project. They just released their second album earlier this week. We'll hear a track from that here in a moment. But last week, I caught Kevin Elliott on the phone from Columbus, and we chatted a little bit about the band and what they're working on right now. So we're going to hear a little bit of that conversation, and then we'll be back to hear some live music from Noah and Rescue Radio. Here's my conversation with Kevin Elliott from Connections.
I want to start off by asking you about how Connections came together. I know that you guys are kind of pieces of quite a few different bands, 84 Nash from back in the day and Times New Viking. How did you all come together to form this particular project?
I'm trying to think of the exact date when 84 Nash kind of just kind of dissolved. We were all going our own separate ways, and our drummer moved out of town, and we were just kind of done with 84 Nash. And I didn't really talk to Andy for a couple of years after our last 84 Nash show. And then out of the blue, we were just kind of like, hey, let's hang out one night. And we did, and he brought his guitar over, and he said, hey, I got a song. And he played a song, and then I was like, it was excellent, and we need to hang out more often. And so we started, you know, spending Saturday nights together and putting stuff together and recording, and Andy is just writing songs like a madman all of a sudden. And we actually have about two full discs of stuff that Andy and I recorded together before we got the band together. And we actually played out a show. We were called Gold Circle right in the beginning. We played a show together, and we knew that wasn't going to work. We needed a full band. I was in a thing called Brock Potluck here in Columbus, where they put together like five different musicians from different bands to form like a new band. And I met this guy, Phil, who played the bass in our Potluck band. And you have to practice like the day of the show together and write three songs for the evening. And I sang a little melody that I had, a song idea in my head, and Phil pretty much came up with it in about 2 minutes, so I knew after that he would be perfect to play bass for us, and he generously obliged. And then my brother, Times New Viking, was pretty much done, so I asked him to play drums. He was an obvious choice, so he decided to play drums. So it was the four of us at first, and we had most of the songs written and ready to go, and I think we had maybe five or six practices together, and then we were really just in search of that missing link, that extra part, that heavy guitarist. And we had a bunch of names in mind, and we all know Dave. He was in an excellent band called El Jesus de Magico, and they were pretty much done as well. So we asked him to come and sit in on a practice, and by the end of the practice, we knew he was the guy. So it was kind of all, I guess, kismet is a cliche word, but that's kind of what it felt like at the end of that practice. So that's how we were formed.
It seems like there were a lot of just moments of coming together, and it just kind of clicked with all of the players. Did you find that when you got all five of you together and you started really working on forming your sound as a five piece, did that sort of continue? Was it pretty easy to fall into the right kind of sound, or the sound that you guys were hoping to achieve?
Yeah, it was really easy. Dave usually in El Jesus, it was more of a noisier, free-forming type of band, and Dave was amazing in that band, and I think he really liked coming into a place where, you know, the songs were written, and we had a lot of things that we wanted him to add, and he added all those things. So I think he really likes being in a completely different type of band, but definitely with similar intentions in terms of our sonics and things like that. But I think he loves what he adds to the band. I mean, we all have our role pretty much, and we all do it perfectly. And together, I couldn't ask for a better band, honestly, to be in a better band than this.
How quickly after getting everybody together did you guys decide to start recording your debut album?
It was very, like, maybe few months after. We had Phil, Adam, Andy, and I. Andy had all the songs for the first album pretty much mapped out. So we went in and banged it out in a day in the studio. And so it's been that first record had been done for a while before we actually got it out. So
now I know more recently in looking at your website, you've been sticking pretty close to, you know, Columbus and you know, the larger region. Have you gotten to go out on any national tours yet, or do you guys anticipate doing some farther out gigs?
We played Chicago this summer. We played a bunch of shows at the Breeders earlier in the summer. So that was nice to get out. We're definitely not going to be that band that's going to get in the van and leave our lives for 4 weeks to tour, you know, Missoula, Montana or anything like that. But we're definitely getting asked to play a lot of out of town shows. We're taking it as it comes, I guess, rolling with the punches. If we decide to go down to South by Southwest, we'll probably tour on the way down there. We'd love to go out and play some shows in New York, and we've been asked to play some shows out there. So nothing too crazy. We've all got full-time jobs, and we'll definitely tour. I'm a teacher, so I can tour all summer long if we have to. Andy doesn't work during the winter, so we can tour in the winter. But it's not going to be a top priority. I think our top priority is just writing songs and putting out records, honestly. We're putting out the second record next week, and we can't wait to get into the studio to start on the third record because it's all ready to go.
The new album is coming out next week. When you went into the studio to do this one, did you do anything differently than the first album? I know you said with the first album, Andy had written most of the songs already. Going into this one, did you guys have everything ready and prepped and just knocked it out, or did you find that the songs were evolving over the studio process?
Well, I think the biggest difference in this record is that just everyone had a bigger role in how the songs were recorded. I know Dave had a lot more input on the guitar parts, I think, and we recorded with the same guy we did the first record with. So going into the studio, it was pretty much the same thing. We set up, we played. We spent a little more time mixing this one, I think, and we had some leftovers, you know, so we had to whittle down exactly how we wanted the sequencing to be and things like that. But it was pretty much the same. And I kind of think the next record's going to be very similar. We're going to go into a nicer studio the next time, and we're going to work at home a little bit more, too, because we have an 8-track at home. And we might travel to Chicago to record with another guy that we know in Chicago that wants to record us. So I think the next record is going to take a little longer to complete just because we want it to be even better than the two records we have now. But no, the second record was very much like the first one. I just think we took a lot more time going in and mixing things and getting the sounds right.
Are you aiming to get the third one out sometime next year, or are you just going to kind of see where it ends up once you get through the whole process of recording and mixing and mastering and all that?
Yeah, I don't really know. The songs are there. We would love to have it out by like March if somebody wants to put it out. But we kind of like the cycle of we did the Tough City EP after Private Airplane, and then we did this record, and we've kind of got songs for another EP that a label has said they're pretty interested in putting out for us. So we'll probably go in and do four or five really, really good songs for the EP and put that out first. And in the meantime, be working on that third record, I think.
Now, for, you know, a couple of you, I would say like half the band, playing Dayton Music Fest is a little bit of a homecoming. What's that like, getting to bring this project? I know you guys have played in Dayton before, but you know, to sort of come before the whole music community and bring connections here, especially right as you're releasing your new album.
I don't know. I just love Canal Street Tavern. I love the people I know in Dayton. I hope that the people in the greater Miami Valley come out to see us, because you know, we've got a lot of friends in Troy and in Tip City and Miami County area. So, you know, I think it's an opportunity for those people that we haven't seen in a while to come down and see what we're doing now. And we're really proud of what we're doing. So I think that's, you know, we're showing off what we're doing in our lives, and that's getting up on stage and continuing to make music. So I can't say enough good things about Canal Street Tavern. It's one of my absolute favorite music venues in the nation, so it's really cool that we're playing there.
It's Kevin Elliott from Connections. They're headlining Canal Street Tavern on Saturday night as part of Dayton Music Fest. Check them out. We're going to hear a track from their brand new album. Just came out this week. And coming up, we'll hear the band that's going to be performing Friday night at Canal Street Tavern, Noah and Rescue Radio. Right now, here's a brand new one from Connections.
Yeah,